And the rueful morgue, with its sisters of mercy, sisters, never let it be said that something other than a word, or two or three in close succession, can kill. The rape of the Sabines, in the mouths of some would infer they brought it on themselves. But let us not digress. The point of this is pointed where you want it, a kind of voyeurism passed, mouth to mouth, month to month, and yet no satisfaction. Only shows some of her symptoms sometimes, and that sometimes never comes. It never comes. And the old hag is not so green as she is cabbage-looking. They of the limpid lingua, languid, clapshot altruism, spit. The murderess stands in the dock before the judge. No, that's not it at all. She crawls on all fours, and it wasn't murder anyway. He died of natural causes. That part is so easy. Children wish people dead, and then they die. And you have seen inside her conscience. You have seen the murderess. Part 2, The Rueful Morgue. And the rueful morgue, with its sisters of mercy, sisters, never let it be said that something other than a word, or two, or three, in close succession, can kill. It really is quite simple, had you driven through June. The effort, the court jester just did her best, even in a pinch, doubled in brass as the innamorata. She never could tell fantasy from fiction. And when the audience wishes Shakespeare, why, here is Guildenstern. And her to do the siren, she drinks it on the rocks. Want a trip back to McSorley's? Summon her. He comes when she calls. And she calls a lot, whether or not she is asked to. She calls a lot. Only takes a quick change. And he said it was small change on the floor, ringing hollow, and doesn't take the work seriously. She must be lacking in intelligence. But Bartleby was a Scrivener governor. She wasn't a theoretician. Couldn't change the spots on the leopard and wouldn't bother. But yes, they killed the old drone all the same. That must be evident. Just read to the end of the chapter. And she sat and sits beneath the tree daily. The weight of letters is enough to cripple her. They easily weigh 8 tons if tons had been translated into distance of sea. One more than 7, 8. The dedication of struggling, the dedication of admitting, the dedication of thieves. Is it possible that anyone cannot perceive the dedication of a bow? It needed no translation. The gesture is eloquent. In any language, did she look inside the ashes? She wanders there still but cannot find the words for them. She never could. Does not know where to look for them or find them, if she did. That alone would cause the whole of you or some to give pause. Pause. Please, just retract your claws for a minute. Sorrow does not begin to touch Deirdre behind the curtains. You haven't got a clue and you ain't seen nothing yet. No, you ain't. She shows it when and where she chooses. Sometimes she chooses not. And there is such a thing as trust, which must be earned, and either you have earned it, or there is more than one way to murder her. There is the above. And what followed him and follows still, no one would dream of trying to cover a Shetland mare with a 16-hander. That is just cruelty. Poetry can be cruel. Part 3, The Rueful Morgue. And the rueful morgue, with its sisters of mercy, sisters, Never let it be said that something other than a word or two or three in close succession can kill. And perhaps one cannot ask the murderer to admit the murder or the torturer to confess the torture when we allow it to continue chapter by chapter. Twice murdered, three times shy.